Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and today we're going to be exploring Aquarius season and the upcoming Aquarius new moon. Aquarius season takes place during January 20 and February 18. Aquarius season and this Aquarius new moon honestly couldn't have come at a better time. With everything that's going on in the world at the moment, and particularly in Australia, our planet is begging for the change makers, the freedom fighters, and the conscious collective to step up and make some significant changes. And this is the energy of Aquarius. The mantra for Aquarius is I reform. So I start this podcast by asking you, what are you going to do for the reformation of Mother Earth? If ever we needed to show up as individuals, it's now. And Aquarius energy is here to help. The objective of Aquarius is to evolve. And Aquarius believes the most impactful evolution comes from the power of group consciousness. With our powers combined as individuals, we have the potential to make big, lasting changes. At home and in our community. And as a ripple from these smaller changes, we have the potential to make huge changes globally and universally. So why the hell wouldn't we? I spoke about this briefly in the Cancer Full Moon episode when I asked you to really feel into what was surfacing for you during these turbulent times and to use those feelings to instigate change. Well, now, under this Aquarius energy, it's time to take action. The cerebral nature of Aquarius is urging you to use your higher consciousness to hatch a plan. Get inventive, get innovative, and get worked up about the shit that matters. Think compassionate rebellion and radical kindness. Fight for the future you desire. And if you need to push against the status quo to get where you need to go, well, by gosh, Aquarius is the season to help you do it. Now, of course, I'm talking about what's going on with climate change. I'm talking about what's going on politically, both locally in Australia, but also overseas. But all of this applies to your personal life as well. So if you want to fight for the future you desire and push against the status quo to get where you need to go, Aquarius will help you do it. The Aquarius new moon will take place on January 25 at 8:42 a.m. in Sydney, January 24 at 9:42 p.m. in London, and 4:42 p.m. in New York. Everyone on the internet is talking about abrupt change. It's mostly on the internet, unless you're talking about astrology in your IRL circles. No matter who's talking about it, I'm just not into that type of fear-mongering. But it is an Aquarius new moon, and yeah, change is inevitable under this sign. I spoke a lot about change on this podcast in the Scorpio season and Scorpio new moon episode that I did a few months ago. The changes taking place then occurred with these really clear deaths and rebirths, endings and new beginnings. Aquarius change is different. It's radical, impactful, often sudden. Sometimes it can blindside you and seemingly appear out of nowhere. But don't let that scare you, let it excite you. From a manifestation standpoint, we're looking at miracles, things growing from seemingly nothing. possibilities bubbling in places that have felt dormant or hopeless, and new opportunities surfacing out of the blue. I love this idea so much. The Aquarius new moon is full of cerebral and innovative energy, so it's the perfect time for having new ideas, exploring new ideas, and acting on those ideas. The changes that sweep in could be emotional. Perhaps all of a sudden you feel different about a certain situation. They could be physical changes. Perhaps you get a sudden urge to chop all your hair off or dye it platinum blonde. Please no fringe cutting with this new moon. Public service announcement. Maybe you have a sudden change of mind about a certain person or situation, or perhaps it's a change of direction, either instigated by you or the universe pointing you down a different path. Who knows? Who knows where the change is going to come from? That's the exciting bit. As always, a reminder, everyone is experiencing the same moon. I know I say that all the time. I think that it is something that's very important to remember. So, exercise flexibility. With yourself, of course, be nimble and allow yourself swift pivots when change comes a knocking, but also be flexible with others as they change their minds, their moods, and their directions. Not everyone will deal with change as well as you, my friend. As a Lunar Lover listener, you are well equipped for these things. So with others, please, again, be flexible, be lenient, be understanding. And when change comes sweeping through for you, be intuitive. You can handle anything the universe throws at you. If the universe didn't think you were capable of handling it, it wouldn't throw it at you. I promise. That is a fact. So if you feel blindsided by an unexpected change, ask intuition what you should do. Okay, ways to work with this Aquarius new moon. Aquarius is very much about the collective and community. So go and hang out with a bunch of people. Perhaps there is a group gathering or a community class or talk that you'd like to attend this weekend. It's a really good time to get amongst it. Aquarius is an air sign, so show your cerebral centers some love. Attend a philosophy course, take part in a group meditation, read a new book, study something new, watch some TED Talks on YouTube. Whatever it is, feed your mind with good stuff. Feed your mind with good stuff. I did not just give you permission to binge watch trashy shows on Netflix, but that's also fun. Okay, other ways to work with this moon. Get radical. Big changes, radical makeovers, shocker moments. This is your moon to do it. If you got a bit of rebel in you, bring it out under this Aquarius new moon. Get active and speak out. There's a lot to speak out about at the moment. Have your say. Sign the petition, take part in a march, organize a fundraiser, and also be active in your own life. Start making small changes at home and be the message that you wish to preach. Be brave with this new moon and with Aquarius energy in general. Pivot when you need to, fight for what you believe in, change things for the better, and be radical in the pursuit of your dreams. This month, Lunar Lover members will enjoy a brand new guided meditation in line with the energy of Aquarius, as well as Aquarius New Moon journal prompts and this month's Aquarius New Moon online circle. Together in that circle, we'll set intentions, dive deep into Aquarius-inspired meditations, and learn all about manifesting under this Aquarian energy. Plus, you'll also gain access to the members-only Lunar Lover Facebook group. If you would like to become a Lunar Lover member, all you have to do is click the link in the show notes of this show or head to jordanalevine.com/Lunar Lover. Now, there are two Facebook groups that might be confusing you. There is a Facebook group called Lunar Lover, the podcast. That is the Facebook group for this podcast. And if you would like to continue the conversations that I'm having in each episode, please join that Facebook group and you can interact as much or as little as you like in there. Then there is a Facebook group called Lunar Lover. That is purely for Lunar Lover members. So if you have asked to be part of that Facebook group and I have not accepted your request, it's because you're not a member. Okay. So there's two separate Facebook groups. If you want to, become a part of that Facebook group where we dive deep into each new moon and full moon, then you'll need to become a Lunar Lover member. If you are enjoying these episodes, please share them with your friends. Either just tell them about it or take a screenshot on your phone and post it to your Instagram stories. Tag me at Jordana Levine. As I mentioned in the last episode, these episodes only come out fortnightly, which means it's really hard for me to get any traction on the Apple Podcast charts. So really the best way to spread the message about this podcast is to share it with your friends on social. So I really appreciate every time you guys do that. It means a lot to me. The other way you can help me out is by leaving a rating or review on the Apple Podcast app. That's always really lovely as well. And subscribe. Subscribe, because you don't know when these episodes are coming out. They're so random. And they'll usually come out a few days before the next moon. Until next moon, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.